Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, May 5th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $26 billion. That's how much revenue Pfizer expects to bring in from its COVID-19 vaccine this year. That's well above its early projections for its vaccine sales. Back in February, it estimated that it would bring in $15 billion from its vaccine this year. But the company raised its guidance in its quarterly earnings report Tuesday. Pfizer easily beat Wall Street's estimates for its earnings and sales and said its outlook for this year is now brighter. The company was a standout compared to other large pharmaceutical companies, which have mostly missed earnings forecasts. Even so, investors were underwhelmed by the results. The stock ended the day basically flat. The next number up is 96%. That's the share of S&P 500 companies that reported better than expected earnings on Tuesday morning, but the market still fell for the day. More than 20 companies in the index published first quarter results yesterday morning, and all but one had profits that were higher than expected, according to FactSet. That wasn't enough for investors, though. The market fell as much as 1.5% during the day, with tech stocks selling off sharply. One reason could be that investors came into earnings season with very high expectations, as stocks trade near all-time highs. Another is that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that rates might need to go up to keep the economy from overheating. An unusual stance for a presidential cabinet member, especially one that used to be Federal Reserve Chair. Whatever the reason, investors cut back on their risk on Tuesday, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite ending the day nearly 2% lower. Our last number is $73 million. That's the size of General Electric's CEO compensation package that shareholders voted down on Tuesday. Companies are required to ask shareholders about the compensation packages of their best-paid executives at their annual meeting, thanks to the Dodd-Frank Act. And shareholders voted against last year's package for CEO Larry Culp at GE's annual meeting on Tuesday. While it isn't totally clear why they voted it down, his pay nearly tripled from 2019. Of course, Culp has already taken home that pay. It reflects his 2020 compensation. More important, the vote is non-binding, so it doesn't require the board to make any changes. So while the shareholder vote might send a message, it probably won't have any consequences. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, May 5th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.